Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, you've tried other podcasts. You figured out the pattern for every Improv for Humans scene. You came to terms with the idea that the host of Comedy Bang Bang would never actually talk to you at a party. You even wandered into the erotic, forbidden pleasures of How I Built This with Guy Raz. And now you find yourself at our doorstep, and let me tell you, you did all of that in the wrong order. But now you're ours. And as they say on How I Built This with Guy Raz, the ability to relinquish control is the willingness to embrace the body's insatiable appetite for danger. Also, I started L.L. Bean in my neighbor's tool shed. So, keep listening. I dare you. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a podcast where we go on an amazing quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a new podcast. Today's the first episode. Everything you think you knew is out the window, baby.
That's right. Yes. Oh, Chunt, I didn't even think about this before, but what if we really changed up the format and we played characters?
Ooh, that'd be kind of fun.
All right.
So let's give each other characters. So I want you to be like a teenage. So you're like a teenage bird. You're a bit of a bad boy.
A bad boy, all right.
Yeah. Half of you is a teenager and the other half is super old.
Half
is
super old. Okay.
And
you, Chunt, should play a gambler down on your luck. You've seen too many winters, but you're not giving up yet. You think the big win is still out there, and your head is three times larger than your body.
Oh, peanuts, I lost all my money. Let me try and make it back. A game of craps. I think I could win back the house. Here comes Daddy.
Hey, I'm Teen Elderbird. I'm doing my voice. How do you like my voice?
And now do the old half.
Old half.
And I forgot to mention the halves are at odds with each other. So the old half is constantly yelling at the young half. Just a nice, simple character.
Get off the other half of my body.
I am getting off.
Oh, yikes. I forgot both halves are starlings.
What? Why would you do that to me?
Because sometimes you have to play what you hate.
That's very true.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, speaking of.
Sorry. No. Oh, are you doing format changes?
Yes, we thought we'd try to play characters, and we came up with some very grounded characters that we thought would be very relatable.
Why is it every time I'm late, you guys just start doing characters? Do you two ever have, like, a real conversation with each other?
No.
Terrifying.
What are your conversations like when I'm not here?
Arnie, I don't know how to say this, but in Foon, you talk with your eyes. When I see you, I can sum up everything I need to know. Yep, got it. Right? Then the minute you open your mouth, that's for funnies. That's for funnies and goose and gags.
Exactly. I sit down across from Chunt, and I look around, and you're not there, and I think, what else could he be?
Yeah. The worst thing you can do in Foon is to open your mouth and say, how are you? What a useless question. Nobody cares. I don't want to know anything about you. I don't want to know your history. I just want to do goofs and gags and bits.
Yeah, what else you got?
Yeah, do some more goofs and gags and bits.
Okay. All right, fine. Arnie, your character is, well, you're kind of lost. Yeah, you're kind of a fish out of water, and you don't really know much about the world you find yourself in. And,
oh, so, like, we've got to get back to the island.
But yeah, you're a fish out of water, but the twist is you're a bear. You're a bear with a fish in its mouth, and you're a bear in water. Does that
all
make
right,
sense?
So do that.
Okay. I feel like the premise does all the work. What am I going to add?
You're an underwater bear.
Here's the thing. I'm not that good at improv.
Oh, sweetie, we know.
Oh.
We're glad you ran into us here. It's a beautiful day here in Northeastia at this beautiful open-air street fair with those who have things to sell. Come to sell their wares, all of these marketeers here to show us what they have. Oh, these fine silks. And oh, look at this beautiful cart full of vegetables and fruits. Oh,
wow. These silks cost 7 coins.
That's
and these
right.
fruits cost 2 coins.
Yes.
Salt.
What?
Salt. Buy your salt. Salt.
Arnie, Chunt.
Salt.
Look over at the salt tent.
Oh.
We got salts for smelling. We got salts for eating. We got salts for whatever you want to fucking do with it. I don't care. Buy your salts here. Take them home. Live your goddamn life.
Aren't all salts for smelling?
That voice is really familiar. Guys, this is like when you're at the mall and you see someone you know and you're like, have they seen me yet? Maybe I can get away.
I can fucking see you.
God damn.
I see all of you.
Flower!
It's a flower!
What's up?
This is perfect. I've been wanting to branch out into watching salts.
Hmm?
Watching salts? Do you have any watching salts?
Yeah, you can look at them right there. Take a look.
Ah, here I go.
Did they do anything?
I don't know yet.
Doesn't matter. You're watching them.
I'm watching them.
A watch salt never does something.
And I'm so sorry. We haven't had a chance to meet. I've heard so many tales of you. My name is Chance LeClaire. I'm a down-on-his-luck gambler from town to town, grifting his way to a future fortune.
Who is this fucking Tennessee Williams asshole? Are you down on your luck? Are you going to rip your shirt off and scream at a woman?
Maybe. Luna! Luna!
What if Daddy was pizza?
Yeah, that's a ticket, Arnie. You're a bear underwater. Now, say the same thing, but gargle like you're underwater.
No, I'm sorry. I went too sexy with it.
You supposed to be a water bear or something?
Yeah. Flower, do you have, like, a classic water bear character?
Yeah, you know what a water... Like a tardigrade? You know, like a water bear?
A what's
They're
it
like those. It's a microscopic... organism called a water bear, and if I was to do a character based on a water bear, it would be like,
that's pretty good.
Bear got in the picnic basket.
Yeah,
that really struck a chord with me. That was an amazing performance, but I must know, how do you find yourself here as a salt merchant?
Well, I mean, it's just my day job. I sort of made my way here selling salts, because it was mostly what I could find along the way. People don't know here. Don't tell anyone. These are dirty road salts. These are dirty, dirty road salts that I found in the side of the road, and then I farted on them. And so they smell.
You made them worse?
No, I'm a flower. I farted on it, so it smells lovely and good, but they're dirty road salts that I'm selling to people to eat.
Well, Arnie, I don't know if you know, but flowers and other plants actually fart the air that you breathe.
I've got to say, every time I run into you, Flower, I learn something new and surprising about you.
Petals his pubes, farts his smells.
Yeah.
Well, now that I know what I know about these salts, I think they're perfect for watching. How much do they cost?
$2,000.
Ooh, that's high. And the wrong currency.
Ugh. Yeah, how does that translate to coins, the official currency of Northeastia?
Sure. Listen, we have a good exchange rate. I just wasn't sure where you'd be coming from. If you were coming from the southeast, you might be using dollars. D-O-L-L-A-H-Z. Apostrophe. dollar sign. So if you're using dollars...
She's talking about dollar bills, y'all.
Yes. If you're using those, then, like, you know, I can exchange it for coins. It is about 5.5 coins to a dollar.
Oh, these salts are very expensive then.
Yep. Now, listen, I'm just trying to fund my dream, okay? I am just a flower coming to the big city with a dream in her heart, looking to make it on Broadway.
Oh, I don't... Wow. Do I want to know where her heart is? Maybe I don't.
I see on the sign here, you actually have a what you call the dollar sign, and it looks like a snake on stilts.
Yep.
Wow.
The old stilt snake.
Old stilt snake.
Oh, Rumpelstilt snake. That's when you crumble it up, then it's a Rumpelstilt snake. Mm-hmm.
Flower just shared a dream with us. A dream to make it on Broadway, the broadest street in all of Northeast, yeah.
It's the widest street. It feels like a good place to settle down because there's a lot of room, and I don't want to be near people. It's like if someone gets close to me, it stresses me out.
You want to live in a giant street?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Great Wide Way, right?
Yep. Super big.
I have to ask, I love that you have these dreams and aspirations, but I am a little concerned in this... Oh, boy, how to put this? This might be rumor and hearsay, but I've always heard that if you put salt in soil, nothing can ever grow again. Did you get any salt in your soil?
Yeah, joke's on you. I've been dead inside for years. I am just, there's salt coursing through my veins. Dirt. I had to carry this shit. Do you know, like, I'm like rolling along the road, picking up dirty road salt, shoving it into my nether regions, just continuing to roll down the road until I made it here because I wanted to be here that much. Okay, this is important to me. I don't know what. I don't even know what's going to happen when I get to Broadway. It couldn't be not what I expect at all. It could be just a thing I build up in my head to be so amazing and an intangible dream. But yeah, no, I am rancid with dead debris inside of my stalk. I mean, like my petals are falling off. I am not good.
Yeah, now that you mention it, you look pretty bad.
Yep.
How can I understand so little about how a flower works?
Well, you did throw her off a cliff many years ago, so that might have been the beginning of the end.
That was a good moment for me when I was down there at the bottom of the ravine. I've told this story before. I had to take a look at myself, will myself back to life. I don't know what part of me is still down there. I don't know what part of me is in front of you today. It's the flower that you know and love. We've been down the road and back again. I'm tired of explaining myself to you.
Oh, no. Is it possible you're like a Alan Moore Swamp Thing scenario where the real flower is dead and you're just some other plant that thinks you're flower?
That would be hilarious. Yeah, let's go with that.
I thought so.
Nah, I just... Nah. Not what you said. I didn't see that. But no, I think that, like, I just want to be the most authentic version of myself as I can. And I think I can do that on a bigger street.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for you to really, pardon the pun, branch out, and see what you're really capable of. If you lived on the biggest street in all of Northeastia, why imagine the people that would stop by and say, all I want to do is stop and smell the flower.
Yeah, and it's also wildly impressive that, you know, you've only been here for a little bit and you're already succeeding at business without even trying.
Yep.
So it looks like you've sold some of your salts?
Oh, yeah, I sold a bunch of my salts. I keep getting new salts. Well, okay, to be honest, I don't accept any refunds, but people can give the salts back if they're not satisfied. Most people are not satisfied. So I just, not only are these dirty road salts, they're so dirty. I got some of them from underneath the dead body. They're so dirty. But then I also take them back. Don't give any money back, but then I fart on them again, sell them again. It's kind of the same salt being put into the... It's a stimulus
flower,
salt.
Flower,
it's a
flower.
Stimulus salt
this
being
really,
put back into the economy.
You're making this sound like a little shop of horrors, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, look, a total eclipse of the sun. Oh, it passed. Flower, I have to ask, just because we're in a big city and I don't want to get in trouble, was that dead body dead when you found it? Or...
That body was almost dead. That body looked at me. That body looked at me with one of its eyes open. And I heard from underneath its mouth, his mouth was pressed on the ground.
From underneath its mouth?
Oh. Yeah, it was pressed on the ground. So it was like reverberating in the road. It was just a real reverb situation. And I kind of rolled over there and I was like, "You okay, man?" And this guy says, and I was like, "And you?" He said, "Now, I didn't have time to think about whether he was asking me to roll him over."
He might have been saying, "I'm sleeping."
That's true. Honestly, I didn't end him. I just left him there. So whatever happened, happened after I left.
Okay. Why are you winking? Why are you winking? So
No. Whatever happened was not because of me. There's no evidence.
Well, you're holding a knife behind your back, but you're holding it horizontally, not vertically. So it's sticking out either side.
It's pointing to the other knife.
Whoa! Oh, shit! I didn't see that one.
And that one's pointed at us.
Ah.
Okay, we get your play. We'll back off. We're not going to tell anyone.
Have you met this one? His name's Mac.
Mac the knife?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry. I'm already obsessed with another knife.
What talents are you going to bring to Broadway?
Well, I know that once you show up, you got to have a contemporary piece and a classical piece.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm prepared. I'm just prepared just to show up and just give them what I got.
Oh, what's your classical piece?
My classical piece is from, it's an old play called Two Gentlemen of Petunia.
Oh, I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Cockticklers do it in Skur once.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Must be nice.
Well, I like to support the arts when I can. You know, I like to get out to the theater and make sure that those who do tread the board are as cared for as those with real jobs.
See, now I don't like it so much because it's very expensive. And then I don't like it if somebody is looking back at me while they're saying words. Like, if so, you know that feeling? Like, I like watching something where it's like you're a little more passive. But if it's real life and you can see the person sweating and they're breathing and then you're worried for them because you're like, did you forget something? Is this supposed to be happening? I'm just very concerned.
Yeah, it seems like they're upset and they don't really want to be there. And mm-hmm. You're like, why am I witnessing this? It's quite uncomfortable. Although I did love Dogs.
Yeah?
Yeah, the show that they also did in Skur, the Cockticklers at that time. It was just people dressed up like dogs telling stories about dogs and dogs trying to get into hell.
Oh, yeah, Jamical Dogs.
Jamical Dogs, that's it.
Oh, I saw Dogs with Usador and, it was amazing. It's based on a book of poems about dumb dogs. Oh, I can't wait to see it again.
Did you hear that originally they were going to show buttholes and then they said might be a bit much for the audience and so they just airbrushed them out?
So they had to paint all of those dogs for
that?
They
got a real-life amusement park T-shirt airbrusher to show up and just paint over all their assholes. Just give them a little squirt, hit the stage, bud.
Well, anyone familiar with this show knows that I was furious about that decision.
Yeah, I was upset too because a lot of those dogs died. Arnie, I don't know if you know this, but dogs breathe through their butthole.
Breathe through their butthole? Sometimes.
Yeah, flowers fart the air you breathe, and dogs breathe in that air through their butthole, and then you can't see the dog because it's invisible.
Circle of life.
It's a circle of life.
Arnie, why were you late?
Well, I was walking around, just taking in the sights of Northeast.
Likely story, walking around.
All right,
what's
I was sitting on the ground, looking up at the sights of Northeastia, and suddenly I was like, oh shit, our horses. Because remember, like a couple weeks ago, we had Flaunt and Bunker Johnson, and I was like, wait a second, where the fuck did we leave our horses? 1 week we had them, and then the next week we were hitchhiking.
Oh, I remember what happened, at least with one of them. Did I tell you guys or no?
No.
I was on Bunker Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. And I was eating a little snack. I had like my little pack out, my little travel bag even. Mm-hmm. And Bunker Johnson looked at me and he's trying to get some of my food. I said, no, this is Chunt food, not Bunker Johnson food. So what I did was, he smelled something sweet, and I looked in my bag, and I had an edible, right? It was Arnie, an edible is like, it's like, drugs.
It's something you can eat.
Yeah, it's something you can eat.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you follow?
No, sure, I think so.
So then I gave the edible to Bunker Johnson, mm-hmm. and you know, he started to, like, the effects of the edible started to take hold, and I thought, like, what am I doing? I need to get off my high horse.
Oh.
Now, that guy that I left in the middle of the road, I'm not saying this happened, but I am saying that when I look back for a second, there were two horses eating his body.
Oh. The munchies. That is so Bunker Johnson.
I'm so glad the horses are okay.
I'm just saying, we got to keep better track of our horses. Like, we keep losing horses.
Yes, fine. We lost the horses, but more importantly, where is Tomblaine? Arnie, I thought you were with Tomblaine.
Oh, I think he was kidnapped.
He was, what?
Some people grabbed him, put a bag over his head, put him in a carriage, and they rode off, and he was screaming a lot.
What? You sure that wasn't a bag crown?
Oh.
It could have been a bag crown.
And maybe it was just too big, and it kind of fell over his ears onto his neck.
I also didn't want to intervene because I didn't know if it was like a live theater piece he was doing. Like,
Ooh. There's
a non-zero chance that all those people were him.
Yes, that's a very good point. He could have been playing all of them. He's such an amazing performer.
He could have been our horses.
Wait a second. Are we Tomblaine? How do we know?
See, this is the kind of shit that I like. I hate, and I also love. You know, it's like when a piece of art makes you think like that, and you're like really like looking deep inside yourself, and you're like, I didn't want to think about deep stuff, and now I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of love that shit. I just wanted to mention, I do have bath salts.
Oh, where did you get them, though?
Oh, they're dirty road salt.
Yeah, I think all the salt's from the same place. So Tomblaine may have been kidnapped. He may have kidnapped himself. Mm-hmm. He may have been wearing a crown that was just a bag.
But, I mean, he's royalty. He'll be fine. He'll be fine, right?
But aren't we supposed to be helping him? Isn't that part of what we're supposed to be doing?
I think we're supposed to be protecting me.
Oh, right. Yes.
But also helping him become king. But it just seems like it's not going to be a, like, solve it this week kind of thing.
Sure. Oh, Flower, I have news for you. You ready for some hot goss?
Oh, you know I love hot goss. Hold on.
Okay, you ready?
Shake off my roots a little bit.
And you know what I have here in the miniature bar inside of my hat that I can make anything full size out of?
I couldn't possibly guess.
A glass of wine. And ales for my friends.
Ooh. Yum, 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 yum.
Hold on, I'm just going to stick my whole face in it.
All right, just give it a second. Flower, you'll never believe this. Arnie might be the most important person in all of food.
I might be the most important person in all of food.
What makes you think that?
Oh, they were here. There is an artifact that's been hidden in his brain for over 30 years that the Dark Lord desperately wants to have.
You might want to get that checked out.
Yeah.
You have an artifact in your brain?
I have an artifact in my brain. Who knew? And also, obviously we told you, but don't just like freely tell people, because I guess we don't want the Dark Lord to know that it's in my brain, because that would probably be bad.
Well, I have told a few ravens. When we were on the road, I told a few ravens that, Arnie, you did have an ear infection, but I thought that would be good to kind of throw off the scent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's so raven.
So we were supposed to be keeping this a secret?
I guess so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's news to me.
But we can still tell people if we think it'll make me seem more interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, well. I mean, I do want to honor, you know, if you want us to keep it like a secret, it's just hard because some secrets are built to spill. But from this point on, we will be perfect. We'll keep your secret.
Can I put it in my lifestyle blog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Arnie, can she put it in her lifestyle blog?
Yeah, can I put it in my lifestyle blog?
What kind of readership does your lifestyle blog have?
It's mostly regional. Like, it's the people that pass by and I force them to read it. Because I write it on a scroll.
See, it's pretty small region.
Yeah, it's like people who come by. I don't know who they tell.
And a blog is a it's gossip written on a scroll tucked inside of a big log. Is that right?
Yeah, it stands for Bitch Loves a Gossip. It's my blog, Bitch Loves a Gossip.
Can I be my honest opinion? I wouldn't shorten that. I'd always go with a full title.
Somebody lied to me. Said it was in a big log. So BLOG stands for Bitch Loves a Gossip?
Yeah. Oh, apostrophe. Bitch Loves a Gossip. It's Irish.
So it's not a blag?
Bitch Loves a Gossip.
All right, one more time.
Bitch Loves a Gossip.
Got it.
Got it. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more blog.
Bitch Loves a Gossip.
So, Flower, is this your first time in Northeastia? I guess I don't know how much you've traveled around in general. Have you ever been to a big city before?
Not a city this big. I've been to, like, adjacent cities. You know, I kind of been to, like, you know, like when you go somewhere, you're like, oh, I love going to that big city, but you really just been to kind of, like, the area around it. Like, it just kind of depends that way. So, yeah, this is my first time in a real big city, and I gotta be honest, I'm loving it. I feel like the attitude, the like disregard for everybody, like it really feeds me. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I belong.
Ooh, yeah. I gotta say, like walking on the, I guess they call them sidewalks here. I've been run over several times. People shove me, say, get the fuck out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Stop holding up the traffic. Stop looking up at all the buildings. It's kind of, it's a certain type of person and people, and it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to all over Foon, and I am no stranger to Northeastia, but there is an energy here that is difficult to explain, and it is like no other place in all of Foon. It can be sort of frightening and sort of intimidating, but it's also invigorating. It makes you feel alive.
Yeah, and sandwiches back in Hogsface, you know, cost a wink and a smile. And here, they're 48 coin.
Do you ever punch a carriage?
Yeah, I've punched a carriage. Sometimes they get real pushy and you're like, hey, I'm walking here. This is where I am currently walking.
This is a place I'm walking!
You must stop with your carriage, for here is where I choose to perambulate.
I think it's very kind of you, and I think it's just interesting to me that you say punch a carriage versus knock out a horse, because tomato, tomato, you knocked out a horse. But I think, you know, it's elegant. It's more Northeastia to say punch the carriage versus going back home to say you knocked out a horse.
I mean, whatever you want to call it, punch a carriage, kick a cab.
Ooh, do you guys see the Midnight Cowboy here?
Oh, I haven't yet.
I haven't been up that late.
Yeah, if you stay up right around 11:59, you start to hear a yodel and a little song, a little hum, a little ditty. And there's a little Midnight Cowboy that strolls out into the street. Very exciting.
It is exciting. There are all sorts of magical things that can happen. People fall in love, and people fight right in the middle of the street. I personally keep hoping that I'll end up in that cash carriage.
Oh, I got on cash carriage. It was amazing.
No way. Details.
Oh, hell yeah. So I was like, I usually like to roll. I don't really like to take, like, a cab. I just like to punch them. But then that carriage came up, and I was like, there's something about this carriage. There's, like, some rigging in the sides. I feel like it's got special lighting. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna get in this carriage. I'm feeling a little bit lucky. I got a couple dollars. I got a couple coins. I'm ready to go. So I opened it up. I got inside. Bright lights. I have a full-on seizure.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to stop. I'm sorry. Oh, I have to stop you. This is a very exciting story. I can't believe that it just happens spontaneously.
Yeah.
You were pre-selected. Someone talked to you. There was an interview.
I talked
right?
to nobody.
Come on.
No pre-interview.
Come on.
This was pure fate coming
there must
to
have,
me.
The amount of insane people in this city, you're telling me anybody can pop into that carriage and suddenly they're on cash carriage? That makes
no
sense.
I'm more concerned with the fact that you're not concerned that I had a full seizure upon entering the carriage. That we're going to talk about the logistics of how I signed up for the carriage.
I thought you meant you grabbed all the gold and coin.
No.
It was a full seizure.
No, it wasn't that kind. It was like I passed out, shook my stems, then I came to, and I won. I apparently answered all the questions correctly while I was seizing.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, well, you must have been in the flower state.
I was in the flower state. That's when you're just shaking violently and answering trivia.
How did you do on the trivia, though?
I did she great, won. Apparently. I don't remember anything.
She just said she won.
How did I do? I won, apparently.
Okay. Oh, everyone. Sorry. Don't forget, Arnie has an ear infection. Oh,
also, right. I don't know all the rules of cash carriage. I don't know if you, like, you win by being wrong. I don't know.
You win by being wrong.
You win by being correct and by being a fucking badass and by taking fate by the balls.
Yeah, I gotta say, I love this city. Ever since we started recording here in Northeastia, it's almost like Northeastia is its own character. And I know I probably sound pretentious saying that, but doesn't it feel like it?
You're just being a total Samantha. Do you know Samantha?
Oh, yes. Samantha of the Nine Muses. I know her well. Mm-hmm. I think I'm more of a Charlotte of Five Swords.
I'm a Felicity.
By the way, I love what you've done with your hair.
Thank you. I cut it. I was afraid. I was like, is it still going to be me if I cut this hair? And I had a real moment. I don't want to wait for this hair to get longer. I'm going to cut it now and you will see.
Wow, is that a song saved up for your audition for the Broadway hit Bangs?
Yep, that's one of my pieces. So I got my contemporary piece. I got my classical piece. I got my 16 bars.
So that's the song?
No, the 16 bars is I'm going to visit 16 bars before I go audition.
Oh, I see.
A drink at each bar. I get a whiskey drink. I get a lager
drink. Get a vodka drink. Yeah.
Get a vodka drink. And then I sing songs about the good times.
You can also sing songs about the bad times.
Doesn't matter,
Just
Janie
sing
boy.
Songs that remind you of the olden times. You know, speaking of a bunch of bars, here's one of the things. It's cool that you guys feel so at home here in Northeast. I still feel a little bit intimidated. Like, I still don't understand all the rules. Like, every time I go into a bar, I keep discovering that it's a brothel.
Are you going into bars or barthels? Because a barthel is a half bar, half brothel.
Oh, I didn't know that. I think I just keep, like, maybe I'm not reading the signs correctly, and I'm just not going in the right places.
Okay, well, tell us some of the signs you read.
Let's see. Fuckos.
Okay, that's on you.
I just thought that was just like a fun, like, look, we're fun. It's like a Dick's Last Resort. I also went to a place called Dick's Last Resort.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Do you ever go to a chicken brothel? It's delicious.
When you're sick. I think when you're sick, that's a brothel you want to go to.
Yeah. When you're sick, you want a chicken brothel.
It warms the soul.
I prefer beef stock, if you know what I mean.
You would.
So you went to Fucko's.
Mm-hmm.
Dick's Last Resort.
Again, on you.
And then I went to a place called Not a Brothel Wink. I didn't read the wink part.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe you just missed the wink. That's fair.
Then I went to a place called Wink.
How was that?
That was all right. You know, I had two drinks at Wink. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a bar called...
Oh, did you go to Hoofers?
Hoofers?
Oh, Hoofers is great. It's got those bipedal horses with those big old tits. Hoofers. You never been to Hoofers?
No.
But also the wings are good.
That's a lie. I've been to Hoofers. I'm going to say you right now. They're fine.
They're just normal. They're just normal
they're
wings.
They're fried. They're fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe I just want them to be good.
It's odd to me that it's called Hoofers and they don't have big hooves. They have big tits.
Hold on.
You should go to the bar Titters.
Hold on. Well, we need to hear about that in a minute. But hold on, Usador.
Uh-huh.
They do have big hooves, and as we all know, hooves are a horse's tits. You know how they always say horses are always running on their tits? You know the expression, run on your tits?
Yeah, run on your tits. I know. I'm friends with Grimhoof. Come on.
That's right. So it is their hooves that are big.
So anyway, Titters.
Is that where they all just laugh at you when you walk in?
No, but they got the hugest hooves.
Duh.
You were expecting something better than that from Titters?
No, I wasn't.
You know where I want to go and we haven't had a chance to since I've been to the big city?
Huh.
Cheesecake Factory.
Well, you can't eat at a factory, right?
No, but I just want to see how the cheesecake is made.
Ani, have you ever been to the Cheesecake Factory here in Northeast?
No, like what? Like, if I went to the Cheesecake Factory, what could I order?
Oh, you can't order anything. It's just where they make the cheesecake. But it is incredibly sad because they have so many cows in there. And they're all making milk for the cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
and then they churn that milk into the cream cheese that becomes the cheesecake.
Is that how you make cream cheese?
I don't know.
We gotta go to the factory.
That's why we have to, Audie, we have to go to the factory.
Gotta go to the factory.
Listen, this is something I've heard too, is that like it's weirdly ornate.
Yeah,
like
it's very just like
there's
ornate.
A bunch of it's very it's a dichotomy of like sad cows hooked up being milked with all the cream cheese being made, and then just gold buttresses.
Yes.
And balconies and lights, and it's just very, very ornate.
That reminds me, I went to the bar buttresses.
And?
La Dick's.
Huh.
Not like a Dick's Last Resort.
Not like Dick's Last Resort, no.
All buts.
Ani, why won't you take us to the Cheesecake Factory?
Please.
Please.
Why have to take you to the Cheesecake Factory?
Because I've always wanted to go, and it's the one place in all of Foon I've ne'er been. I wanted to get permission first.
Yeah, Arnie, please take me, Flower, and Daddy Magic to the Cheesecake Factory.
Please, Arnie.
Please, Daddy Magic's asking nicely.
Look, we're spending some time in the big city. We don't all have to, like, stick together the whole time. We don't all have to do everything together. Like, you want to go to the Cheesecake Factory, go to the Cheesecake Factory, and I'll spend my day accidentally going into brothels.
No, listen. You say we're not going to stick together. I will be here. I'm going to stay by your side. I guarantee it. Every day from here on out, I'm going to be there.
Oh,
yeah, you say that. I said that to Tom Blaine, and then I let him get kidnapped.
Wait, you let him get kidnapped? I thought you said you saw him, and you weren't sure.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I approved of it.
Wait, hold on. While he was getting kidnapped, did you give a thumbs up?
I did, but it was unrelated.
Did you wink?
Piece of shit.
Did you wink?
I got intimidated.
You have to at least shake your fist. How dare you
steal my friend. I tried to shake my fist, but then I realized that I accidentally had my thumb out during it. So I looked like I was very aggressively approving of what they were doing.
It's very confusing. If you start shaking two fists, you're also just like, what a good pasta.
No, I'm hungry for Cheesecake Factory again.
Coincidentally, I was eating pasta while this was happening.
Okay, that's understandable.
Oh, you like pasta, do you? And you let our friend get kidnapped? Daddy Magic, make it so that he has a never-ending bowl of pasta.
Oh, here thou shall prepare thyself now to be receiving a more pasta than one could e'er possibly consume. A la sakul, a ta, la hula tine, da ha 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 ha. Pasta for zoo!
Oh, awesome.
Fresh parm?
Yeah, you need fresh parm?
Well, where did you get this parm flour?
It's from the street. It's Dirty Street Parm.
Yeah, Dirty Street Parm.
How do you even find parm on the street?
I think it was from the cows. The cows that escaped the Cheesecake Factory.
I feel like all the parm I've seen has come from chickens. Just a nice chicken parm.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, you ever have a nice chicken parm?
Not here. Like, what's a nice chicken parm like in Foon?
You know when you pet a chicken and there's all this white stuff that flakes off?
You know, when you pet a chicken.
You ever pet a chicken?
Come on, you pet a chicken and all that white flakes come off? It's like a cloud of white flakes. That's the parm.
Oh, okay.
You know, just like a horse running on its tits.
Flower, can I ask, are you going to live here now? Or are you a Northeastian?
I don't know. I think it depends on if I make it to that big street. I mean, I'm starting here. I'm selling my salts. And then if I make it there, I think I can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try. But I'll be honest, I'll probably give it a week. And then I might just go back home. But like a week feels solid, right? That feels like, does it still feel good? And then like you can kind of make a judgment call from there.
If you can't accomplish everything in a week, it's just never going to happen, right?
There's only so much time in a week.
Broadway could be unforgiving. I'd say if you don't make it within a week, try again the same time next year. Plus, you've got all this money here. You can convert it into any currency. You've got coins, you've got dollars, you've got Hamiltons. You've got everything here. Everything you would want on Broadway.
I'm not throwing away my pot.
Well, no, don't. That'd be awful.
No?
You'd lose all your soil.
That's true. It doesn't matter. It's all dead inside.
I think, Flower, that you have to commit yourself for at least a year. A week may not be long enough to make it. And then perhaps we could come back and see you if we know where you are. We often run into you, luckily. But don't you want to put down roots?
Kinda. Yeah. You know what? Maybe I will give it a little bit more time. Maybe I'll just see where we're at. Put one foot in front of the other. I mean, I don't have feet, but like I can put myself in front of myself.
Give it a shot. Take your roots, burrow down into the ground, and see how you like it. And what I would say is, if after you've tried that five different burrows, if you still don't like this city, then maybe it's not for you.
Yeah, I'm going to burrow 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, you have a great story to tell your friends. Now I want pasta. Arnie, can I have some of that pasta?
Yeah, it's never ending. Like, there's no downside to this.
Damn, I thought it'd be like one of those things you wish for, but then you get it and you don't really want it because it's more than you wanted. I thought we were going to teach him some sort of lesson here.
I mean, I'm probably going to eat myself to death, but I'm not going to, like, regret any part of it.
What does that have to do with the bowl of pasta?
If that happens and I find you on the side of the road and you're face down and you're muttering to me.
So I should just be dead quiet.
It sucks that a never-ending bowl of pasta, if you just pace yourself, is actually a huge gift. What a fucking gift. We're trying to teach this guy a lesson, and he taught us one.
Oh, no, now we're getting deep again. Is this that we're starting to look inside our fucking selves and say, oh, I'm here to help Tom Blaine, but really we're just helping ourselves in the process. It's not about what we did in the end. It's the friends we made along the way.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I can really think that deeply about any of this. What characters do you guys want to play instead? So much better to lose myself in a character.
Yeah, we all have resumes.
Yeah, what are your special skills, Daddy Magic?
I'm very good at balancing things.
Ooh.
Here, give me some of those plates.
Do me!
And that potted flower. Here.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Watch, I'm balancing them. I'm gonna start spinning the plates now.
There we go.
Hang on, it'll be all right.
Oh no, there's puke. Oh, it's just like spiraling out in a circle. Oh no. Oh god, it's on all of us.
Okay, all right, here, I'll put you down. Yeah.
I forgot I had wine.
So much puke fit into such a small flower?
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Is there anything else you'd like to see, Chunt? If not, here's my resume and my picture. And my number is on the resume. It's 7.
Oh, very nice. Well, don't say your number. We'll say your number.
Okay, yeah, of course. Well, it was a pleasure to audition for you today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to have you.
God, I hope you get it.
Me too.
Wait, you got it.
What?
Wait, say that again.
I don't think I could if I tried.
You would be perfect as Mr. Balofsky, the devil dog in Dogs.
You got Dogs.
I got Dogs. Oh, what a wonderful day this is for me. Oh.
He has that great solo, Past Thoughts.
You're the dog now, man.
Past Thoughts. In the middle of the night, oh, past thoughts.
Oh, Jamical dogs.
Just great.
Here's another word for past thoughts. How I wish I could remember.
Jamical dogs.
Fucking.
Oh. So good.
Oh, I love this show.
Based on that alone, Broadway just elected to stay dark for one more year. Sorry, cast of Dear Evan Hansen, don't give up those jobs delivering for Noodles and Company just yet. You've been listening to Oh, You Know What Just Happened. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Flower the Talking Flower was played by special guest Brooke Bright. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. If you placed your pan of lasagna in a preheated oven at the beginning of this show, right now it should be done. Did you think I was going to say it was burned? No, but it does have the consistency of waterlogged paperbacks floating in ketchup tears. Now it's burned.